Totally scrap it. The miss rule was always in the rules. I think that's a bit of a misconception. It wasn't a new rule. It was just a rule that they started using properly to stop players playing deliberate misses. That's why it was brought in. Players were playing deliberate fouls. And it's in the last 25, 30 years, it's gone full circle. So now players are now back to playing deliberate misses and deliberate fouls. So I think the rule needs taking out. I think it's bad that players are playing that thin edge snooker escape or the thin edge safety shot, not trying to hit the ball. They're trying to get that tactical advantage. I don't like it. If it were up to me, I'd scrap it.
Possibly ball in hand then scenario. Would you bring that in?
Yeah, I would. I would bring that in. And you can debate whether it's ball in hand in the balk or ball in hand anywhere on the table. If it were up to me, I'd like to see ball in hand anywhere on the table after any foul. It'd certainly put the cat amongst the pigeons, wouldn't it? And stop these players playing these deliberate fouls.
Scrapping the miss rule. I think how the miss rule should be changed is that if you can see a red directly, if you miss the red, then the opponent gets ball in hand. So what's happened a lot in the game now, especially the last 20 years or so, is that players have figured out really clever ways of playing safety shots, which there's not a lot of danger there, and they actually abuse the miss rule in their favour. So they miss the red on purpose to see if the table's rolling off or not. Ball gets put back. Then you make your adjustment. Same with a two-cushion safety escape. So I think that if you can see a red directly, and if you take that risk to try and come off a cushion and hit another ball, that if you do miss it, then the opponent gets ball in hand. That would speed the game up massively. We wouldn't see scrappy frames. It'd be a huge win for snooker. Just if the authorities would do it or not, I don't know, if it's a big change, but I'd love to see it trialled in an event.
How often do you think that happens, that kind of incident?
All the time. Mm. All the time, yeah. I mean, I abuse it myself. All the players do.
Yeah.
But you shouldn't be in a situation where you can miss a ball on purpose to then have it put back. You should always have to play the direct red if you can.
Yeah, it's difficult because if you scrap it, I mean, what do you replace it with? You can't just like have one miss and then that's it. For me, I would probably cap it at like three misses or something. So if you're in a snooker, obviously if you can see the ball and you miss it three times, you lose the frame anyway. But if you're in a snooker and you miss it three times, I don't think that you should be able to put it back more than three times. I've seen a game in the qualifier, Matthew Stevens against Wu Yeezy. And Matthew was in a really tough snooker where he's got to come off like minimum three or four cushions. And he missed it probably, I don't know, eight or nine times. But one of the times he missed it by literally next to nothing. And the ref still called a miss. And you think, well, he's more or less saying, like, the only time he's not going to call a miss is when he hits it, which is a bit harsh, really. And he ended up losing the frame, going from 20 in front to literally 20 behind, which is not great for the game, you know. Seeing someone lose a frame like that is quite harsh, really.
So if they miss three times, what would happen next? Ball in hand style?
No, I'd just say you miss three times and then that's it, and then you just carry on from there. So the opponent's got 12 points from their snooker, which obviously they've still benefited because they've got 12 points, but they've not benefited in a way where they've gained like 40 points, and you think obviously it's a sort of like a cruel way to lose a frame.
Yeah.
No, I think I like the miss rule.
Okay.
I know Sean said a few things that you'd like to change, but I think the miss rule's okay.
Would you say there's occasions where it's quite harsh on players that are making?
Yeah, I mean, there's occasions where this is where I think sometimes some of the referees, no disrespect to them, some of the referees don't know the game as well as they should do, maybe. Where it's a difficult snooker to get out of, and if it's a genuine attempt to get out of, and it's quite difficult, then sometimes they've called a miss when it shouldn't be a miss, and vice versa, really. So that's where it gets a little bit sticky, I think.
Ball in hand off a foul, I take it you won't be in favour of that.
Nah, it's I'm not a fan of that. No, just no. I mean, it becomes almost like nine ball then, doesn't it?